Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! Yo, Plague, my friend, I got you, baby!
Yo, it's your girl, Let's live in the building, man, and we turned up all day, every day, because you know why? Because we blessed for another day, and we live, and we turned up. It's all the way live, and it's Friday, baby, Friday. So I know all of y'all got paid, so I know y'all went and got that outfit. You got your nails done, and you're about to hit the club, but don't forget to drive safely. Don't drink and drive, baby. But you know what? I'm always condoning turning up, baby, because you know it's Friday. Saturday, the weekend is here, and it's a lot of things that went there. A couple of people got engaged these past couple of weeks, okay? So you got the one and only China, you know, Black China. She got engaged with Rob Kardashian, and he put a nice ring on that finger. Big shout out to her. With that nice ring she got on her finger, do her thing. And then also, you got the one and only Ciara, you know, she got the ring on her finger, doing her thing. So big shout out to her. Also, RIP Daisy Lowell, who was a true style maven, and also, you know, she was a reality TV star, and she actually died of cancer. So rest in peace to her. Shout out to all you April babies out there. April comes with April showers, and it's been raining like crazy. But shout out to all of y'all people that stand out of the rain. Also, it's a couple events that's going down in New York City. We got an event that's going down. It's popping. We're going to go ahead and give y'all the information for that in a few. On Instagram, you can check out the Instagram, and you can also log on to www.lessradioonline.com. So this event is going down to Superstar Sundays, 1500 to win All-Star Industry Night, hosted by Steph Lover, DTF. It's going to be Cuban Link in the building, Rich Money, Mr. Cheeks, special industry judges, and it's going to be go ahead and call 646-732-7251. It's going to be at 31st Street, Astoria, Long Island, Long Island City, New York, 11106. So you can take the Q and the N train to 36th Avenue, and you'll be there in a spot. Also, another event going down Friday, May 6th is going down. DJ Zoo Hip Hop Unforgettable Tour is going down at the Fire Station Restaurant Bar and Lounge, 8131 Georgia Avenue, Silver Spring, Maryland, downtown. Drinks, food, free parking, garage near the Red Line is convenient. So you guys go out there and check it out. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Let's live in the building, man. And we turned up and we all the way live tonight. So it's a lot of things that's been going on in the industry, man. Big shout out to all my video and industry guys. Miss McCartney has a movie coming out. It's called The Boss, and I think it's going to be hilarious because she's hilarious. So check that out in the movies, man. I actually went to go see Meet the Blacks, man. And I mean, I love Mike Epps, and I love, you know, my man, Mr. Owen, but, I don't know, man. I like Snoop, too, but that movie was not what I thought it was going to be, man. I just thought it would have been a little bit more better. I didn't really understand the plot, but I did go to support it because I always believe in supporting, you know, the people in our community. So Meet the Blacks, I didn't see a lot of promotion for it, but I did go check it out. Big shout-out to Mike Epps, you know, Snoop Dogg. Tiny was in the movie, Michael Blackston, you know, Gary Owen. It was a lot of people in the movie, you know what I'm saying? Lil Duval. It was a lot of comedians in the joint. So definitely tonight we got the one and only super, super entrepreneur, the one and only Tiana Small's in the building. I mean, she's an actor, cafe owner, reality TV star, life coach, relationship coach, and she's also an author. She's going to be live in the building with us. Brooklyn's finest. We're also going to have Kenny Rock live in the building, the one and only Chris Rock's brother. He's acting. He's doing his thing, and we're going to talk to him more about his career growing up as a rock. And it's going down tonight on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. But right now, we're about to come to the lines in a few, and we're going ahead and let him cut it.
Yeah. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on a regular,
cash.
Hitting my plug on the celly. Tell my ass that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in a Rara. Key 36 by my side.
My side.
I'ma go bake me a pie. Key 45 on my side. So my you die.
Bah.
All of my say blood.
Yeah.
All of my say cub. OG, I found me a plug. I got it straight out the mug. Keep it 100,
no
bugs. I'm feeling low with the drugs. Busting it down in the tub. Pay me my money in dubs. Water whipping, looking like a fishing baseball in kitchen. With my arm, a pitcher, rolling on his glisten. I'm a donut kissing. Steady tripping, so I steady gripping. Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me. I don't phony, about to sell a pony. All these zombies, all these zombies, send my price is good, motherfucker. Show. Cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it.
Cut it, cut it. It's your girl, Leslie Les, live in the building, man. And you know what? The price is too high, baby. You need to cut them. Cut it, cut it. We got the one and only, the beautiful, super, super boss, the one and only Tiana Smalls in the building. Brooklyn in the building.
What's up?
T.U., what's poppin'? How you doing?
Okay, I can hear you guys. What's up? It's your girl, Tiana Smalls. What's going on?
Nothing much. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you live on the show. I mean, reality TV star, cafe owner, author, relationship coach. Man, what don't you do? You do everything, man. You get it in.
Yeah, I don't strip. That's it. That's the only thing I don't do.
Definitely, man. I mean, you, you know, congratulations for those that don't know. You know, she had recently got married like last year, and she's doing some wonderful things, man. I mean, you know, you've inspired a lot of people to definitely, you know, step out their comfort zone and go out and get their blessings on if they don't have the opportunity to create their own. Because you're definitely
That's right.
a person that tells a lot of people, you know, don't wait for nobody. Create your
mm-hmm.
own situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, I mean, your new venture right now, the tea room is bananas. It's crazy. You brought new light and a new atmosphere to Brooklyn, East New York, and it's just a wonderful thing. The food is phenomenal. I ate some, and I love it. You need to try it.
Thank you.
Bananas, it's crazy. Talk to us about this new venture.
Well, I'll get into it real briefly. Basically, I own the Tea Room. It's a cafe in East New York, like you said. It's the first cafe of its kind in the neighborhood because there was never a spot that you could just bring your laptop and have free Wi-Fi, fresh sandwiches, fresh salads, and an open kitchen type of concept. They didn't have not one thing like that out here. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take my money and open it. And when I opened this business, I had a little less money than I usually had. So this was like a real dream project. This wasn't TV money that paid for the Tea Room, so I had to really, like, make a decision if I wanted to really go hard and spend this kind of money because the place was kind of abandoned, and I had to, like, spend my money to really make it to be, you know, the way it looks now.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it a lot. It was a dream of mine since I was like about 16 years old. And I made it happen. And that's, like you said earlier, I let people know that your dreams can come true. It does not matter what is the circumstance. If it's meant to happen, God will make it happen for you. And that's basically how I got the Tea Room. And now we're expanding the brand. My hope is to expand the brand nationally and then eventually internationally as well, as well as other restaurant concepts that I have in mind. So I'm really jumping into the hospitality business. I love it. It's the only business that pay as much as the entertainment business. So it's all good.
Definitely. I'm definitely proud of you. It's definitely wonderful work that you did over there. Now, the industry in general, just dealing with the hospitality business in general and just dealing with the whole industry as a conglomerate, what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you faced in the industry?
Oh, the entertainment industry is not the same. See, when I fell in love with the entertainment industry in the 90s when I was a young girl, when I was watching The Five Heartbeats and New York Undercover and shit like that, that's what I liked about the entertainment industry. It was more progressive. It was more creative. Some of the things I face in the industry is that they want everybody to be one thing, and I'm not one thing. As you said, I do multiple things, and I'm good at everything I do. And also, I think they want you to kiss ass to make it, and I don't believe in kissing ass. So I don't believe in, like, sweating these old bitches for opportunity. I just think that if you're talented and you're professional, you should get the opportunity. I don't believe that you should have to change who you are and brighten up your skin and lose weight and be corny just to, like, make other people feel comfortable being around you. So that's really my challenge. People are normally intimidated, but real gonna always intimidate fake, so fuck them, you know?
Exactly. I mean, I know my seeing in the behind the scenes, like, the industry is real ugly, you know. A lot
Very
of people,
ugly.
You know, they state that they're, you know, your friends, or they want to do stuff with you, or they want to work, or they want to do stuff. Like, a lot of people is, like, really plotting for people's downfall in the industry.
Yeah, especially
like,
old
and it's
people.
Really bad. It's really bad. It's sad, you know. And, you know, us as a minority, I would think that our people would come together more, but we so evil to try to, like, cut each other's throat. It's just, it's
because there's not that much money out here for the black entertainer.
Yeah.
So when they see that you may possibly get an opportunity that they won't get, their job is to, like, try to make you not get it. And I'm not really down with that. So I just kind of, like, shied away from the entertainment business. Honestly, this is my first time, my second time doing an interview, like, in a year or so. Like, I don't even do interviews no more, so... You know, you're my girl, so that's why I said, yeah, let's do it.
Definitely. I mean, the thing is, like, I'm starting to see a lot of these people, you know, lightening their skin, like you said, and doing all this stuff. And, you know, a lot of the chicks, they, you know, they come out and I've been seeing them. They like, yo, I'm a fitness trainer, but we know you
ain't
got no life.
I can't take these plastic surgery hoes. I can't take these plastic surgery hoes. I can't take them. I just can't.
I'm like, come on, man. Let's be honest, man. We know you got surgery, you know, and it's
nobody's
it's
honest
everything.
In the entertainment industry. But you know what? I think it was good for me to take a little break, because now you really see that, like, this is just what it is, and you just have to learn if you're going to accept it or not. So me, I just rather get money, and I rather just do what I do. So that's, if you notice about me, I'm always doing what I got to do just to survive. I don't have time to be chasing entertainment checks. That's how you get broke. And a lot of people get broke like that. They just chasing checks that they may not get. I don't have time for that.
Exactly.
And I'm married now, so it's not like when I was younger and it was just all about me and I could afford to miss a good meal. No, you know, now it's like you have other people that's ruined for you and that you have to, you know, worry about.
Exactly. And speaking about being married, I mean, which is congratulations on that. How, you know, has married life changed you as a person? I mean, you know, grow as a woman and things like that.
Well, marriage has made me get out of my little girl stage because, you know, I didn't want to grow up. I was a Toys R Us kid, and I say that as far as, like, just being a spoiled princess and just, like, it's all about me. You don't really care about other people. You know, that, like, that's how marriage made me change. Like, you really got to care about somebody else. Okay. And also it made you, you know, you can't date. You know, you're married now. You settled down, so that's good. You're not out here searching. You know, a lot of single people are out here, like, kind of searching, even though they should not be. And it just made me think of, like I said, the main thing it did was made me think about other people. And this, now you think about your future. I think about my 10-year plan now versus oh, I don't want to do this. Fuck it. We go on to the next plan. Now it's like, all right, whatever I do, I have to make money from it for the next 3-4 years. That's how I feel.
Definitely. And, I mean, marriage and everything, relationships, a lot of people have been going down with relationships. Speaking of relationships, 2 people just got engaged. I don't know if the other one is real, but you got Black China and you have, Sierra. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, Sierra's not my favorite person, so I don't really like to comment on her, but I will say that, I mean, you know, she went through a few guys in the industry, and I think she realized now is that she needs to find one and settle down with one that got some money and that can help her in her future. You know, she hang out with the Kardashians for a reason. She learned a thing or two about a thing or two. So I think that that's really what it is. It's more like, okay, well, these guys didn't work out. Let me try somebody that's a little corny, you know, because she's corny too, so it works out with that. As far as Black China and Robert Kardashian is concerned, I feel that's all a joke. I feel like that they're really, like, paying the Kardashians back. They both have a vendetta, and they're getting their payback back. And it's funny to watch. It's entertaining to watch, but hopefully they don't bring the kids into their madness because this is just madness. But I like them, you know. Wow. I like that she's trying to help him lose weight because kind of the Kardashians left Rob to like be dead. Like they left him for dead. They left him for dead.
Exactly. I mean, it took a while for him to come out his shell. He was like totally like barricaded in this place. Because
he
mean,
didn't
want
to be around them Kardashians. We all know that they do something to their men that, you know, some voodoo or something. Because, you know, Bruce is a girl now and Kanye's weird as shit now. Kanye ain't the guy that perform All Falls Down and Never Let Them Down. That ain't the college dropout guy. That's the weirdo-ass guy. And he probably didn't want to be the next victim, so he just stayed away, and I ain't mad at him. Food became his family. So now he's getting rid of it. Because, you know, food is a drug, too. People don't know that.
Exactly. We were talking about the other day because, Faisal actually lost his life to diabetes, but not a lot of people even know. Like, you know, it's different things and illnesses that deal with the minority or just depression in general. Depression and stress are killers, man. You know, you start going to comfort foods and then, you know, you go from like 120 to like 500 and you're like,
real quick.
You know?
Yeah, I grew up skinny, so I know you can gain weight from food. That's why now I'd be like, oh, no, okay. Ain't no more. I'm never gaining weight again. I'm good. The way I am now, I'm not gaining no more weight ever again.
Exactly. I mean, I'm dealing with the same situation, too. You know, I've always been skinny. And then, you know, I gain weight, and I'm, like, up and down with the, you know, the weight. And sometimes it gets stressful, and it makes you depressed. But and the other thing is that society in general puts this stigma of how you're supposed to look as a woman.
Oh, fuck society. Who the hell is society? I think everybody got a problem. If you're not fat, you're ugly. If you're not ugly, you got fucked up teeth. If you don't got fucked up teeth, you ain't got no money. If you got money, you ain't got no man. I mean, everybody just got something wrong with them, you know what I'm saying, for the most part.
Exactly. That's real talk. And we're talking about the topic for tonight was basically online dating. Since you're a relationship coach, online dating, has it improved the dating or is it, you know, put us in a dark stage of life or is it something that people should explore
more? I think
it
improved the dating scene because I think it's giving people the opportunity to go out there and really, like, make it happen, you know. And then a lot of people, it's good for the old squad, too, especially because it gave them an opportunity to date. I like online dating. I think people are doing online dating wrong. Like, if you go on a website like Tinder, of course you're going to find somebody just trying to fuck you, you know what I'm saying? But if you go on a website that people are actually paying to subscribe to, I don't feel there's nothing wrong with that. With anything that you do in life, I think you have to, it's going to be a bad side of it also. You know, the bad side is that people are not who they really say. But you can meet a dude in a bar, he's not who he really say. He can say, oh, I'm single and I live in a house by myself. And then you find out later on he got 3 kids living with his moms. I mean, if you're a liar, you're a liar, whether it's online or whether it's in person. So I am so for online dating. And long-distance relationships. Because you might meet somebody online that don't live in the same town as you, you know. And that's okay also. We got to stop putting stigmas on love. Oh, he lives too far. Oh, she lives too far. Who gives a shit? You don't know if your soulmate is 200 miles away. Who's to say they're not?
Exactly. Well, I have a question about that long distance dating because I tried it at one time, right?
Yeah.
And then some people, they give you the excuse, they like, oh, you too far, but yet you'll drive like an hour to go to a party. Like, what are you talking about? That means
right.
You're just not
well,
interested.
It gotta be mutual. See, in anything, see, this is the problem with a lot of people that is dating out here. They're meeting people that they will drive an hour for, but the person won't drive 30 minutes to meet them. The reality of it is that when you meet somebody online, and you really kind of, like, show them, like, okay, I like you, you like me. It has to be some kind of, like, compromise. You understand what I'm saying? Like, meaning that, okay, you are, I like you, you like me, so we're going to meet up and do what we got to do. You feel what I'm saying? But if you
exactly.
meet the guy online and he's not trying to meet you in person, you already know right there that that's a red flag for the most part.
Exactly. But that whole catfish thing, I mean, I've been catfished like five times. man, because, like.
How, though? You ain't try to talk to nobody on the phone. You ain't try to FaceTime nobody, chat with nobody. Like, what did you do to get catfished?
No, what happened was, okay, so I'm telling them, I'm saying, you know, I'm sending them pictures or whatever. I'm like, can we talk? That's why you got Skype and all these, like, FaceTime things or whatever, and I ask them, you know, let's talk. Oh, man, my phone is like this, you know, it got issues.
All right, but once you have phone problems, I would, like, not fuck with you anyway, because if you got phone problems the first few days we talking, that means for the long term, you might have phone problems, and I know I like to talk, so I know that wouldn't work. See, you could just shut that shit down right then. Okay, when you get your phone problems together, holla at me. Let me tell you, when I used to date Lush, I was a bitch, okay? Because in the end of the day, I don't know this person, so I don't have to be nice to them. In the end of the day, if you want Tiana Smalls, when I was single, you had to go hard. I wasn't that girl that was going to be like, care about what you think or not. No, didn't care at all.
How do you I know they say, you know, like the, you attract, you know, what you are or whatever. So
yeah.
How do people in this 2016, when this guy is saying, you know, before, you know, that you had chivalry, you got this guy saying to the woman, what are you bringing to the table? You know, and you're
yeah,
like,
yeah, things
what?
Changed because bitches started tricking. See, the game got messed up in the game because women started spending money on dudes, and that's where all the problems went wrong. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to be spending no money on dudes, but I think how you can find something real in this today's society is that, A, you don't go looking for it. See, a lot of single women that's single, they're going out there looking for it. And they also mistake attraction for love, you know, like meaning like, oh, okay, I'm attracted to this guy. He's attracted to me. Or I like having sex with him. He likes having sex with me, so therefore we're a match. And that's not a match. You know what I'm saying? Really, the match is
mm-hmm.
who going to be there for you when shit get low? Who going to be there for you when your money get funny? Who going to be there for you when you're not having the best of days or the prettiest days or the get money days? And that's really, you know, what matters. And that's kind of why I got married because, well, it's two reasons I got married. One, I got married because of that. Like, I had a rider on my team, and we were together at one point. We broke up for 2 years. And when we got back together, it was like we never broke up. That was the one reason. Second reason was I look at people like Kenya Moore, that's beautiful, gorgeous. I'm sure in her
mm-hmm.
20s and 30s, she had a lot of opportunity to get married to people. You understand what I'm saying? But I think that she didn't care at that time. She was young. She had good coochie, whatever. But then when you get, like, in your 40s, and now you're trying to get married, and now you're looking crazy, and I didn't want that. So that's another reason why I just said, girl, you better stop playing. You got a good dude. You better, you know, keep him.
But, you know, the other issue, too, that some people face that I've been seeing is some people sabotage their own happiness. It's like they feel like they don't
yeah.
deserve.
I agree.
How do they fight? How do they deal with that?
Well, they got to get through whatever mental issues that they're going through on their own. See, that's the problem. A lot of people are going through things, and they believe that they're going to be better by jumping to the next relationship. Sometimes with relationships, you just got to say, yo, let me take a break. For me, let me get into a relationship with myself. That's the only way you're going to be happy. And then you won't sabotage once you get those things out of the way that you need to get out of the way. But if you're still fighting it, it's hard not to sabotage. You don't even realize you're sabotaging. A lot of people don't even realize they you know, are sabotaging things.
Definitely. And you're right now listening to Tiana Smalls right now, author,
Tiana Smalls.
Owner. She's Tiana Smalls in the building, author, reality TV star, You know, she owns a cafe.
Just a boss overall.
I mean,
not just reality TV,
store.
Just TV period.
You know,
I did it all.
TV period. She's done a lot. And she's in the building, and she's giving us some relationship advice. And for those calling in, man, tell us about your online dating experience and ask some advice from Tiana. 929, you're live in the building on Less Radio Online. State your name and where you're calling from. 929.
Good evening, good evening. How you doing?
Good evening, how you doing?
This is Kenny.
Hey, Kenny, how you doing? Okay. We got Kenny Rock live in the building. You know, also Chris Ross Lover live in the building doing his thing. What's popping with you, Kenny?
I overheard something about fighting and strategies or something to that effect. I came in on the tail end of that. Could y'all rebrief me on it, please?
Yeah, we were basically talking about relationships and basically people sabotaging their own happiness in a relationship sometimes.
Relationships easy to get into, hard to get out.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely. Or it could be the other way around. It's easy to get in and it's hard to get out because a lot of times people just get into relationships for no reason, and then when they realize that this person ain't for them, it's hard to get out of it.
Relationships, hard to get in one, hard to get out of one.
Right, that's what I think.
Relationships, good, bad, happy, sad.
Exactly.
Agreed. So what do you feel about online dating? Because that's the topic saying. So what do you feel about that?
Exactly.
online dating, I do respect it. A lot of people are tired of the social setting, tired of going to clubs, lounges, trying to meet somebody or trying to talk to the person that they see on a regular basis around their neighborhood or in the local supermarket or whatever. So I definitely commend anyone that's trying to get into the field of online dating because it is basically a vice. It's a vice that you can utilize, you know? I mean, all these media advices that we have, you could just utilize it to your best advantage. It don't have to be for detrimental purposes. You can utilize it to your own advantage. So I'm definitely, I've done it in the past and it's worked out in my favor.
I
didn't initiate it, but it's worked out in my favor, so I'm happy for that.
Well, you should initiate it because you're the guy.
No, I don't initiate anything. I just try to stand there and be observant.
Okay.
All right. We have two of Brooklyn's finest live in the building. We got Kenny Rock in the building, and we have Tiana Smalls, two bosses doing their thing. So,
hey,
Kenny,
Tiana.
Hi, how are you?
How you been?
I've been good. Just chilling.
Good.
Working hard.
Good.
Definitely. Definitely, man. Kenny, man, we want to also talk to you. We was talking to Tiana, talking to her about, you know, all the different facets that she has going on. Now, let's talk to you, man. What's going on with the acting? You know, you're doing an acting career. You know, you're doing a lot of things. I know you growing up in the Rock family. You know, you guys all got different talents going up in there. So talk to us. Tell us what's going on.
I have Vesuvius coming out. It should be this month. Hopefully the latest next month is a sci-fi short. It was supposed to be ready for the Tribeca Film Festival. As we all know, the Tribeca Film Festival starts, I think, what, Monday?
Yeah, the 13th.
Yeah, it starts like the 13th. So I don't think it'll be ready for the beginning of it, but maybe at the tail end it'll be ready. It'll be done. We shot it over a 9-month period, and it's a sci-fi, and I'm optimistic about it. The director and different people that had their hands involved in it was thinking it might be better off for a series, like a, you know, like a weekly show or whatever. But nevertheless, we're going to try to put it out there and see what kind of feedback we get from it, because we definitely put a lot of hard work into it.
Definitely.
Now, some other stuff on the table that we're trying to get, you know, put names on and trying to get off the ground. Sitcom maybe in the works with Brooklyn Mike. I forgot the title of that. And a couple of web series are definitely getting ready to take off the ground as the seasons with the web series progress. I'm definitely going to be involved in that.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, I have a question for both of you guys when it comes to, you know, media and streaming in general. You and Tiana, basically, you know, what? How do you feel about now people utilizing, like, Hulu, Netflix, and things like that as a source of streaming and getting these independent filmmakers and these producers out there? You know, has that, you know, kind of, like, leveled the field for independent filmmakers and actors?
Of course. I mean, online is good, especially when they cut you a check, because at the end of the day, people look at it like, oh, if it's not on TV or if it's not in the movies, it's not a success. I feel like a check is a check. Whether the check comes from YouTube or Netflix or if it comes from HBO, it's still all a check. And I think the internet allows people to really get their work out there, even when it's not the best of work, you know, because sometimes people got things online that's not even really ready for high production. But I think I like the internet. It's just, I like the internet, period, for dating, for streaming. You know, I have my web series, Mouthful of Fur. You know, it's a bunch of girls talking shit all day. We did our first season online. And I know, and I was so against online when I was on MTV and on VH1. I was. And so I realized that, like, with the MTV deal comes a lot of things that I don't want to do. So, you know, but I like online.
Definitely. And Kenny, what you think about online?
Online, I mean, it's definitely an advantage. It's not a disadvantage. It's all about how you utilize it. It's basically there for you to take advantage of it. I mean, you got people who use it for the wrong reasons, unfortunately. But it, like I said, it's a vice that can be utilized. That's the way of the future. And I mean, it's like, if you're not up on it, you're going to be in the dark to it. You got a lot of people that just watch the internet all day long as opposed to regular TV. And I think,
right, they don't even got,
yeah, I don't think TV will be, I mean, even with all the streaming, and downloading and everything, I don't think TV will ever be obsolete, or going to the movies be obsolete, because some people just love to do that shit. But this is definitely something new with YouTube and all these other things that came about as time progressed, and it's only going to get more advanced as time goes along. So, I mean, you got some people that's all for it, and you have some people that use it for the wrong reasons. But with trying to put out your own film, like Tiana said, we're trying to put out your own film, own video, whatever, is definitely a faster, more hands-on way to get your product out there and try to get it to the right, proper masses.
I agree.
Definitely.
Totally.
And because of both of you guys, you know, you've been to the industry, you've got to deal with the ins and out of it. What kind of advice would you give, you know, the upcoming, you know, artist or, you know, person that's trying to get into the industry advice? What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, I think I would give the advice of what the same advice I gave myself when I first did what Chili Wants 8 years ago, is that I think you have to just be true to who you are. I think a lot of people come into the industry and they want to be like other people or who they want you to be. You know, a lot of times they have an idea. I'm going to say they, meaning the WPs. They have an idea of who they want you to be. You know what I mean? Like, when they hear I'm from East New York, they want me to be that girl that's going to smack the shit out of somebody on Love & Hip Hop or some type of shit like that. But that's not how I move at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, I had to be true to myself. And I think, and I don't know if Kenny went through this as well, sometimes you get disappointed in the industry, you lose the love for it. And I think that you have to, like, not lose the love for it. You got to remember, like, what made you want to get into the industry. Like I said, when I recently got the love back to do Mouthful of Fur, I thought about, you know, The Five Heartbeats, my movie that made me love the entertainment industry. I thought about New York Undercover and the 90s, the good times of, you know, where entertainment was, like, so the bomb. You know, like, nowadays, entertainment is nothing but stretch pants and dreads, you know? It's different now. It's not the same industry it once was. And now, also, like, show, you know, like Love & Hip Hop and all that, no offense against them, you know, they messed up the per episode fee money. You know, like, a lot of people don't understand the business of reality television. You know, Mona wins because she pays people very low, and that's what they want now.
Wow.
They want everybody to come in and do low work, You know, they're not paying the type of money they paid me to do an MTV show. It's different now. And that's why when you don't see me doing something, that means the money ran out. Because I don't mess with it if it ain't the right money. Because I know how much these networks is getting for a show starring me or starring Kenny or starring you. And I'm not going to be getting a shitty end of the stick. So if I'm going to go low, I might as well just do the projects that I want to do.
Wow.
That's how I feel. And that's a part of the reason why I haven't done a show in 3 years, because I'd rather go on Bill Cunningham and Uncommon Sense and get $1,500 for 3 hours of my time than to be sitting here all day long and getting the shitty end of the stick, because that's what they want. They think when you're black, they think you're desperate, that you just want to be on TV so bad, but they don't understand that, like, that age of being a celebrity and you broke, that shit, that's corny. Like, that's the worst feeling in the world when everybody know your name and you're broke and you can't get a job because everybody know you. They'll take a picture of you in the welfare office. They'll take a picture of you and put on your takeout if you're at a job interview. Shit is real in the entertainment business. So if you really want to get in the entertainment industry, you got to know that it's all for nothing. And I know Kenny probably went through even more pressure because people want to know, are you Chris Rock? I mean, I never heard of you, but I'm saying, I'm just assuming that some people think you're Chris Rock, or people going to say you're Tony Rock, especially if that's your picture, you look like him. So that's what people believe, just like with dark-skinned girls with big titties. If you dark-skinned with big titties, you're naturally loud. You got to be naturally ghetto, or you got to naturally be like the person that want to take care of somebody's baby, a mammy or some shit. It's crazy. So you just got to kind of like,
It's a crazy stereotype.
It is. People got these stereotypes.
It's a crazy stereotype, and if we don't tell our own story, we don't man up and woman up and tell our own story, somebody else will be telling it for us.
Exactly.
And because they have no respect for us, and they think that we okay with it. But just like you said, they might perceive you to be a certain way being from East New York. They perceive me to be a certain way being from the side. But in all honesty, you'll get two different type of people when you put them in front of the camera, if you let them be themselves, as opposed to what they try to perceive us to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you got a lot of these people. I mean, listen, like, no harm, no foul. Some people do reality TV or whatever, and you love hip hop, whatever, because it might be in their best interest. It might not be in me and Tiana's best interest to do that shit. They paid them very low. A lot of them people have been trying to get on TV for years. So be on TV, getting a couple dollars. Right. And to be on TV, getting a couple dollars more than people that work a regular job, that's something to them to get on TV and act. And they're going to advise you to act ratchet because guess what? That us acting like niggas and monkeys, that shit sells.
And that's what I realized too, because the other day I did, Lisa Evers' show with Peter Guns and Mariah Lynn from Love & Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The sad thing was they were very cool people. And then the reality of it is that they're okay, especially like Peter. He's okay with them showing certain things on TV. So like he said, what's meant for me ain't meant for him. It's not meant for me. Me, I feel
it's
like – and you'll probably see the interview tomorrow that comes on. I was like, that shit is just messy as hell. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. And your shit is just in the street. It's just messy. But to him, it's not a big deal. So then I realized then, like, it's not Mona fault for taking that opportunity to show these stories.
It's not. He had kids. If they don't have a problem with it, she shouldn't have a problem with it. And all jokes aside, he had a whole bunch of kids all over the place before the show.
Yeah.
He got, like, 10 kids, right? About 10 kids, right?
Yeah,
he had
about
bunch of kids.
10.
So it's like, yo, I mean, it's him being him.
Yep, and that's what he has. He's a very charming guy, but it's him being him, exactly.
It's him being him. You watch Belly, if y'all saw Belly, and you look at DMX and say, oh, my God, that was astonishing, the way he was acted, oh, phenomenal. He barely took acting classes. DMX was acting like himself.
I didn't like the movie Belly.
But would y'all agree or not agree? He was acting like somebody he saw growing up. When you watch Cameron and Payne and Full or whatever, he's acting like a nigga that he saw, a loud Harlem person that he saw out in Harlem.
Exactly.
There's nothing in depth about that.
Yeah, I don't think Monique was acting either in Precious. I think that's part of her character.
but she probably got a couple dollars and end up growing into a mature, classy woman, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe not.
I'm just saying, no shade. I'm just saying,
Y'all best, man. Oh,
man.
We from Brooklyn, so you know it's no chill when two Brooklyn people get together. It's no chill.
That's why I knew it was going to be interesting. The other thing I wanted to ask, Kenny, do you know, because everybody want to ask, growing up in the whole rock family, like I said, like Tiana said earlier, like, was there a lot of pressure, you know? You trying to come
hell no.
Out,
hell no.
Coming,
hell
coming
no.
Trying to act and sing. Oh, okay.
Was it a lot of pressure trying to get into this?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. I remember being a kid going to elementary school. My mom told me this years ago. She said, your dad always predicted that you was going to do something. Just my mouth, my personality, my charm, my charisma. She said to me, I always predicted you was going to do something in that field. Growing up with eight siblings or whatever, a few people are going to be bound to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a few people that are going to want to go, oh, you know what, I want to go that route. And, I mean, me wanting to get in that, it had nothing necessarily to do with any of them, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all a close family, or is it like y'all just all do y'all own thing?
We closer now.
Because I can tell y'all like me and my sisters, it sound like to me. Because not that I study relationships, but I can tell, like, it's a little something there, because that's how me and my sisters are. We're getting along now, but when we were younger, it's like, you know, we always just doing our own thing.
We are doing our own thing. We get along much better now. We get along much better now, but everybody is, like, older with families and in different states. So
right.
Do we speak all the time and see each other all the time? No. No,
right.
But, you know, we do give courtesy, text or call sporadically.
Nice.
Not enough, but like I said, we all live in different states. Everybody have a different living arrangement, a different setup. So, but Do I feel pressure like I want to be like them? Not really.
Wait, but Lush, this is his picture that you just posted up on your Instagram. That's his picture?
Yeah.
Oh, him and his brother like twins. That's scary. You sure that's
Tiana,
how I know?
You used to say that. Tiana, you used to say that every time I used to come to the shops with you.
What shop? Oh,
yes.
Lovey's.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Okay, this is
familiar.
All right. Wait, you sure this is?
You don't, Tiana. You don't know. You don't see my ugly picture there. You didn't notice that? With my ugly picture?
No, because I didn't notice the picture looked like Tony did. So I'm like, you sure you put the right picture?
That's my brother.
That's the picture.
Oh, okay.
Remember,
that's
I used
good.
To put the little trinkets on my wrist, in my ears,
now it's
in the
coming
store.
Together. Now it's
yes.
coming
okay.
together.
Remember we used to sit in Mike's next door, remember?
Yeah, we sure did, yep.
Okay.
Now that
right.
now because I'm talking to you, I'm like, okay, it's coming back. Okay, yes, okay.
Okay, well, I remember
here,
you,
here
I, remember when, I remember when you closed down the shop, and I understand why.
Yeah, you know why. Oh, my God,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it was a sad reason, yeah.
It was a sad reason.
No,
I was telling her about it the other day. She know.
Yeah, he was saying,
okay.
He told me.
I'm still not over it. Oh, yeah, it's a sad
I accept it for what it is. I was telling her the other day, one day we all at Six Flags taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
With Cowboy Office on it, and it happened.
Yeah,
not to say
sure
me and Duke were real close. Me, not to say me and him were close, or I knew him like
but we had a lot
of things in common, and we were seeing each other over the years. So we had a rapport and a dialogue amongst each other. But now that whole your store and all the other stores, they building apartments there. You know who they putting in there? So they're building condos and co-ops there now.
I know. I saw it the other day. See, look at that.
Yeah.
Wow. You never know who's on the phone with you. Wow. I'm glad you know.
I didn't want to tell you yet. I wanted you to be surprised when you talk to him on the
phone.
Surprised.
I want some trinkets.
I want some stuff to put on my wrist. I want some Arrested Development neo-soul type stuff to put on my wrist.
Bringing back the Lovey's brand now. I own a cafe now in East New York, so it's so funny.
I'll do East New York. Okay, I'll do it for you. I'll have my hat cover my eyes. All right, cool.
Nah, they cool over here. This is my hood, so I'm a little bit more comfortable than I was in Bed-Stuy.
I feel you.
Speaking of development, because I wanted to touch on that too. Last time when I was in New York, I went back up like maybe twice, and I'm starting to see Brooklyn. It's not looking like Brooklyn. New York isn't looking like New York.
Oh, God,
like
don't let me go
to.
There.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, the development, like, things are changing. Now, a lot of people are getting, like, notes talking about going to want to buy your property. People have been there for years, you know. So talk to me about this change of development and everything. It's like they're doing the same thing they're doing in D.C. What's going
they're doing
on?
This in all the major cities. Listen, excuse me for cutting you off. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
They let, excuse me for saying this, let black and brown people for 40 and 50 years come out the neighborhood, and you know, you got the people that are, that mean well and make the best of the neighborhood, and then you got the people on the lower scale that just ruin the neighborhood. They let black and brown ruin it for 40, 50 years, and then they come buy it at a cheaper price, and then, you know, move the black and brown out and do what they want with it. It's not New York, D.C. It's Chicago. It's going to be in Chicago soon. It's majorly in Detroit. I advise anybody with a couple dollars to go to Detroit and try to buy
that.
Everything they can. They're doing it in certain parts of Maryland.
I'm moving to Baltimore, actually. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're doing it in certain parts of Maryland. They're doing it. Well, I mean, you already know Charlotte is a black metropolis. Atlanta's a black metropolis. They're doing it in all the major cities with Afro-American people. If Grand Rapids in Flint, well, if what I want to say, if Flint was predominantly white, y'all already know the water wouldn't have been diluted and polluted.
Of course not.
The whole reason behind Katrina, which you got to understand, the whole reason why behind Katrina, them poor black folks down there live right on the waterfront. You know who want the waterfront?
Mm-hmm.
You know who want the waterfront?
All
them Negroes
woke. In other words, they got
to
just.
But everybody
woke.
Don't want to be awoke because it's comfortable to be asleep.
Yeah.
But all on that waterfront down there. That's right there by everything. When I was down there years and years ago, when I went with Chris back in the late 90s, whatever, that's right close to everything. And they want to be right there on that water. And you got a lot of those people who never had nothing their whole life. So you give them a couple of $1,000, like, hey, these niggas going to take that, and they're going to be on their merry way. They never had shit anyway. And that's why Spike, you know, went down there and advised them, like, yo, hell, don't sell your damn property. This is yours. Like, you're supposed to be entitled to it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we all know there was an agenda behind that.
Definitely. All the brownstones, everything out there in New York, I mean, they worth millions, and people were selling their properties. I'm like, wow, why? You know how much money you could get for that? It's crazy. But,
I was having a talk. I was having a talk with somebody the other day about it, and I was luckily enough, I grew up in one that we own, but it's landmark territory, and they don't make them no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's landmark territory. They don't make them no more. They're not buying them to live in there. They're buying them to flip them.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
A whole nother.
They buying them to flip them. They're not buying them to live in there.
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. But like I said, you know what I'm saying? We live right here, you know, on Lush Radio Online right now with, you know, two of the super best people I know tonight. You know, super, super duper bosses doing their thing. You know, you got Kenny Rock.
I ain't no boss yet.
Bossing. Rest in peace to Daisy Llewellyn, too. That was very sad to hear.
Yes,
she died from cancer, 36 years old.
Yes.
We're going to give her the same love y'all was giving Big Ange, because y'all was playing Big Ange all, you know, I love Big Ange, too, but y'all was playing Big Ange all damn day when she died. So we're going to make sure that we show Daisy some love.
Yeah, big shout out to Daisy. I actually mentioned that early, man. Cancer is just terrible, just taking a lot of our lives. And I swear it's the government putting stuff in the food because it don't make no sense.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too.
Lately, you know, population control. We got caller 609 live in the building. Jersey was popping. You're live with Tiana Smalls and Kenny Rock was popping.
You already know.
What's up, Rhonda?
How you doing?
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, Kenny. Look, Kenny, I know Kenny's mad, so I already know. Look, my phone is crazy, though. And my phone is ridiculously.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just ridiculous. It really is. I'm listening to the conversation. Amazing, I'm telling you. Just everything from the fact that the two guests you have, Lush, are from Brooklyn, and that they know each other, and they know each other for a minute, and it was just good to listen to that. The other thing is they're so talented, both of them, each
Thank
in
you.
Their own right, definitely. Just the insight that both have given regarding the industry that they work in, I mean, it's really interesting.
I work part-time in the industry now. I'm done with the full-time industry life.
That's right.
That shit was stressful.
She is a bona fide cafe owner. Okay.
Yes. Hospitality. I'm about to be a hospitality mogul. That's where the money at, and that's where I'm staying.
Guess what? In the service industry, exactly.
Yep.
That is where the money is at. People will eat no matter how broke they
people
are.
People will eat. People go to hotels. People will go to spas. That's just the way it's life is.
Drink coffee, drink tea, hot chocolate.
Yep.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
No
wait till you
what,
come to
will.
Our shop. You're going to love it. You're going to love our chicken and waffles. It's going to make you smack your mama, Kenny.
Shit, I might come in the morning if that's the case.
Yeah, this is really good. And we got Captain Crunch.
I
want to
smack my mother, though. She might smack me.
Waffles, Captain Crunch. We got all the joints.
It was very good. It was very
thank
good.
It was.
And including the iced tea. Iced tea was amazing.
Oh, fresh brew. That's why.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, fresh. Oh, Southern style? Southern
style? Yeah, we do Southern style. We do fresh brew.
Okay, look. Okay, I'm coming tomorrow. I'm coming.
Okay.
Listen, I'm coming tomorrow. I don't even got to bring it in the house. All right, I'm coming tomorrow.
There you go. You just got to post your hours, your days and your hours. And look, see?
I will.
You got, yes, you will have plenty of customers. I'm telling you, the food was great. It was amazing.
Thank you.
So, yes.
And it's so filling. It's so filling, too.
It was.
The food.
I know. Last
okay,
day,
what's the prices on this food now?
No, we sell chicken and waffles for $10. Like, you know we in the hood. We can't OD.
Okay, what's my price?
We'll talk about that off air. Thank you very much.
Okay,
all
right,
you
cool.
Black people, didn't see you in 20 years. Come on, what's your price?
Okay.
your price is $15.
I'll take $7, $8, but all right, cool.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, so silly. But, yeah, you know, tune in right here. You know, we got Kenny Rock live in the building. We got my girl Rhonda in the building. We got Tiana Smalls, super hustler, getting up things, getting it in. We in here. We working it out, dropping some jewels, man. I hope you guys took a lot of information in from what they're saying. You know, just dealing with the industry in general, you know, just getting in business in general. How important is it to just understand your craft and understand what you're getting into?
Yeah,
you, know,
you got to know what you're
getting
into.
Knowing the business, because a lot of people...
And you
got to
spend your own money if you want respect in this business. That's what people got to understand. Everybody got a dream to be a rapper, a singer, an actress, but they don't want to spend no money. If you don't want to spend no money, you might as well wrap it up, because right now, these WPs ain't even taking meetings with people that ain't spending their own money for at least a few years.
You got to invest your own money.
Or bring your own buzz. You got to do something your own first before you think you're going to get a deal without anything.
Right.
Believe that. Like, when I first got started, people think that Chili Show is how I got started. No, I got started because I published a book in 07. And they heard about the book because I was going hard, and that's how they found me. You got to spend that money and make your own projects first in order to get respect.
Exactly.
Great advice.
I heard about her books, like, a while ago, and I was seeing that. And I also, you had a show too that I used to hear, like a radio show you was doing.
Yes,
too.
Yes, Talk That Ish Radio.
Yeah,
that's
and
so long ago. Yeah,
also, and she was doing a lot of stuff. So I mean, and they came for her. They came and they saw her out and told
her,
you know, they wanted her to do it. So I mean,
yeah, that's what
you
people understand. I didn't ever go out looking for it. It came to me.
Definitely, you got to
create your
own buzz.
Build your brand. That's what it is. Build your brand. There you go.
The other question I wanted to ask both of you, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Well, now that I'm married, I see myself with some little kitties, my hospitality empire growing, you know. My main goal is to be a part of owning a hotel and bed and breakfasts. That's really the route I'm going into. So I really see myself owning at least one of those by the time I'm 37. Dang, I'm going to be 37 in 5 years. Oh, yeah, so I'm still going to be young and flitty. So, yeah. So I just see myself being successful. You know, with some kids, yeah, enjoying life. Because now it's all about me enjoying life at this point. I don't want to, like, my whole 20s was just all about money to me. I didn't care about nothing but getting money. Now that I'm in, you know, my 30s, I just want to, like, enjoy the money, you know, because I never really enjoyed it.
Definitely.
Oh, we'll help you enjoy it if you want. we can help you enjoy
it.
He's crazy.
Kenny, where we see you in 5 years? 5 years, where you see yourself, Kenny?
5 years, I definitely see myself. What do I see myself doing? Working. I can't sit still. Working, knocking these projects out. Definitely probably under the umbrella directing and producing. I definitely want to be investing my own money.
That's right.
Behind projects, like I said, to tell a story the way you want to tell it. I'm definitely going to invest heavily in real estate.
Yeah,
because
hell yeah,
really,
yeah,
you have confidence. You really can't go wrong.
With
your own. You really can't go wrong. I definitely see myself flipping real estate. Like I said, doing these projects.
I'm
going to get a boxing gym somewhere. I don't know. I mean, Brooklyn rents and to own it is kind of outrageous. I definitely fantasize about having a boxing gym somewhere. Being that I've done that and it's my favorite sport, and you know, it's something me and my brothers did amongst each other.
That's good. Those are great goals.
That's good. Rhonda, you got any questions for Tiana and Kenny?
Well, Kenny pretty much answered.
He's so cute.
The question that
you,
I love listening to this because I like listening to people's goals and their future plans and things like that. Because
you're not a hater.
You know,
you can't even tell a lot of people your goals and future plans. They be getting mad off of shit that you're planning on doing. I can't take it.
Do they not? Envy is a dangerous thing, is it not?
Yeah,
you know what?
It is.
What I do want to ask both of you, though, what do you find near and dear to your heart, community-wise, and within our community? Where do you want to see the change, and what do you want to do? What are your plans to make changes within our community and make it better?
Well, I could answer that, and then I got to go. But I really want to answer that because I just really got back into doing my activism work. A lot of people don't know that about me. Before I got on TV, I was doing a lot of activism work. I worked at a lot of nonprofits, transitional homes, and things of that nature. My main concern is the youth, because the youth determines the future. So what I have been doing lately, if you look on my page, at Tiana Smalls, T-I-O-N-N-A Smalls, is that I go to a lot of my community boards meetings now, also again, and I'm also, like, just looking out the community. That's the part of the reason I opened up the cafe too. It was for the kids to see that you don't just gotta have a bunch of trash in the neighborhood. So my interest is the youth, because I feel like nowadays these youth, they look so fly, they can't read for shit. They're not ready for the real world. They're 18 years old going on 9 years old. You know, like, they're not really ready. So my idea is, for example, next Wednesday I'll be talking to the kids at the Brooklyn Public Library on Sutter Avenue, and I'm also going to be giving them free food from my cafe, because it's easy to say, oh, I own this, but when you can taste it, see it, and feel it, and you can see that, okay, I got pictures with Mayweather, I got pictures with this person, that person, but I'm from the hood, and I made myself be good, you know what I mean? So I really just want to be that example to that young girl that feels like, damn, I'm from the ghetto, I ain't going to never make it, because I'm an example of making it. Kenny's an example. You guys are an example. It don't matter where you're from. It's all about where you want to go. So I personally am starting up my Power Girls workshops, and I'm going to be taking it to different schools come next year. And it's going into the schools of the hood and just telling them and teaching them, because the little girls especially is what determine the future. If they learn at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, that you can have dreams and not just a baby, then the future will be better. So that's what I'm
know
doing.
Their worth. Know their worth.
Know
it.
Their
yeah.
worth,
yeah.
their self-esteem, all that. Learn about condoms, all type of shit. They got to get
respect,
on it.
Self-respect.
Yes.
Because
if they look at people at home, they're going to think that it's all about sex and it's all about lust. And the reality of it is that some of these girls don't even know to wipe their ass, much less they shouldn't be having no damn sex with nobody. You know what I mean?
You right about
I do know.
Wow.
Right, I do know that. Yes.
Yeah, so, and it's sad because a lot of kids, they don't have nobody to talk to at home. We think that every kid is what we had growing up. Yeah, my mother and father been married 32 years. But some people, and then I look at Instagram, and I want to say this out loud, and I don't care who get mad. Some of y'all that have 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds at home, y'all on Instagram too fucking much. What is little Timmy doing while you're on Instagram all damn day or on Facebook all day? Like, this is ridiculous. We have to focus on parenting, and that's the problem. That's why I don't have kids, because I knew that I wanted to still have my life, and I will have kids when I decide to, but I don't like the way things are going in the parenting system, and we can't depend on the police and the teachers to parent our children.
Yeah,
and I go to all these meetings, and I always hear them say, well, the teacher this or the police this. No, we have to parent first, and then once we parent, things will be better.
stop.
Exactly.
Get your ass offline. Stop chasing that nigga and focus on your children. They're crying out for help, and they don't know how to fucking read. These kids are not smart the way we were growing up. I remember back in the day I wasn't doing my
time. No, excuse me for cutting you off, because when we were coming up, it's not even to say that we were geniuses. Our parents parented.
That's what I was
about
to get into.
Now kids have kids.
Well, let me just tell my story
now
real
kids
quick.
Have kids today.
When I didn't know multiplication, my father made me sit at that fucking table and write my multiplication 100 times. When I tell you,
right.
I thought this man was going to go get a beer and forget about me. No, he went and got that beer and sat his ass back down and told me I was not moving from this table until I made it 100 times. And I am one of the best people in multiplications now because of that. I'm just saying, like, kids need parents. They didn't ask to be in this world. And I'm looking at these kids, and they are lost in a sauce. These little kids are looking like crackheads, all this molly, all this drug use, and all this violence. Like, Brooklyn is turning into Chirac right now. It's so much violence right now. And it's
not
because
good.
How is your child 13 years old and you don't know that there's an AK-47 in your house? See, that's a whole other topic, but that shit irks me.
We need to talk on that on a whole other topic.
That's what I said, that got to be a whole other show.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
That's real talk, though. But we appreciate you, though.
Thank you for having me. Kenny, keep
you,
in touch.
Guys.
And you know you girls, I always want to keep
yes,
in touch with
y'all. Absolutely.
Thank you, guys. Have a nice day.
Yes.
Tiana.
That's what's up, man.
Tiana Smalls. Follow me on Instagram at
Tiana
Smalls. Bye-bye.
That's what's up. All right, girl.
Bye-bye.
Love you, man.
That was great.
I know she dropped some serious jewels tonight, man. And Kenny, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, give us your take on that situation too, man.
Yes.
What's the question? I forget. She got deep into it.
I lost the question. She got deep into it, but she did answer the question.
She was passionate about it.
Yes, she is, and I didn't know she was involved in activism in that way, but I should have
known
because of her fire and her passion. I should have known that she was. But my question was, what do you see as your contribution to your community to, you know, improve it, make it better? And she went into how she's going to focus on the youth and, you know, young ladies and things like that. But what about you, Kenny?
Oh my God! It starts with the youth, because the youth is the foundation of people coming up after me. I mean, I'll be old and gray one day, hopefully not tomorrow. But I mean, let's face the facts: they are the future. And the bottom line: if we don't teach them something of some substance, then you know what I mean. Who are we gonna have to fall back to help bury us? When that happens, whether it's 50 or 100 years from now,
they will be in charge. You're right. They will be
They are the ones that will be in charge, whether because they will be of that age, whether we want to accept it or deny it. They're the ones that's coming up after us. And the generation, the generation after me and Tiana is like, it's totally offbeat. It's totally out of hand. It's offbeat. There's no structure. There's no foundation.
I used to say that I would really want to focus on the youth. Basically,
that's the main focus.
All my energy to them. But then I also thought that these youth are going home into a household with a certain age group as well. That's the age
that
group
right,
that dropped
right.
the ball.
Right.
They're dropped the ball, and that's what Tiana was talking about. How they're on Instagram and Facebook and all of that, and they're not.
Which
parenting.
Is nothing wrong with that. Which is nothing wrong with being on Facebook and Instagram every day, because I'm on it every day. But if you're on it every day and your kid didn't do their homework or eat fruit or have the proper sleep or go to school speaking a proper grammar to their classmates, to their teacher, giving respect and showing respect, then, like I was saying earlier, everything isn't great, but it doesn't have to be used for detrimental purposes.
Moderation.
Everything in moderation. But, a lot of these kids, can't read. They don't look right. They don't act right. Boys are wearing their pants at their ankles,
at their knee almost,
at their knees,
exactly.
at their ankles, they're pushing a big agenda on this.
And girls are wearing nothing.
Yeah, girls are wearing nothing. People are getting their face tatted. Listen, these kids are on Molly, on Sherm, on Scissor, whatever. These kids are getting a face tattoo, they're getting a neck tattoo, and I'm like, yeah, that's so fucking stupid.
I mean,
because you got to go to a job, when you try to get a job interview, you're going to have that.
But you have kids raising kids, though. That's this new generation of parenting.
Point.
When I used to substitute and be in a school system, these parents are not too far from, like, either our age or younger. The new parents are, like, in their, like, 20s. Like, they're, like... they're, like, so young
they
that they're not too far in age from their child. So they, you know, they don't know the proper parenting skills. A parent will come into school and they'll be mad because you took the child's, you know, iPhone, smartphone, but they're not worried about the child's grades. They'll come in there and the child will wear $200 sneakers, but they don't have school supplies. Or you won't wash their clothes, you know, and they come in smelling like
that's
smoke.
That's a problem. That's
or their
a problem.
Kids' teeth are rotten. It makes no sense to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
So.
I mean, I've given, look, being that I work for a book company, I've given kids books in my family, like my cousin's family or whatever, and I give kids books. And they, what am I supposed to do with this? What the hell am I supposed to do with this? And I'm going like, yeah, you know one thing? I got to sit down and grasp the whole concept of they weren't raised like me. It hurt.
They were not. Right.
It's ignorance, but I'm like, yo, they weren't raised like me, and I got to understand that, and I got to grasp that, and I got to digest that, and it hurt. But I'm like, yo, you know one thing? When we came up, luckily, a lot of people had two parents in the household, or you had a, you know, a strong grandparent, either one or either both. But, I mean, today, you might have all that, but everybody's so busy doing their own thing. And like Tiana said, these kids don't ask to be here, but nevertheless, they're here. And they got
to
be raised. And that's another reason why I didn't want to – I always never wanted to have kids young because I wanted to live my life. I'm ripping and running all the time trying to get my priorities and stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're going to have a kid, you got to take care of them.
Yeah.
You got to take care of them. You have to be there for them. It's not a mom is bigger than a title. A dad is – a father is bigger than a title, you know?
It's a lifetime title, too.
Exactly.
It's not to the 18. It's for life.
That's for life.
So, yeah, that commitment has to be there. And a lot of people, and I'm going to tell you what I see as the main problem in society and in our community is selfishness. It's all about
me. Of course.
It's all about me. It's not about, I mean, if you don't even care about your child, I mean, that is supposed to be the deepest love that you're supposed to have for anyone is your offspring. If you don't focus on your child and you don't give your child that type of attention and love, that's pure selfishness. I mean,
exactly.
I don't see. It's all about me society now. Instant gratification.
I mean,
satisfy me, and that's it.
It's not a lot of neglect going on with the, you know, the parenting and dealing with the children in general. You know, in our society. And, you know, people always scream, oh, you know, community, come back or whatever. But we're not even, we have to start in the home. Just in, like we talk about teaching about Black History Month and things like that, or just teaching
mm-hmm.
about your ancestry. We have to start from the home. Like, where does, you know, proper.
And there's nobody else's responsibility to teach it. It's our responsibility to teach it.
That's
nobody
right.
else's responsibility.
Exactly.
We get mad
school,
because somebody not teaching our kids to 7th grade. That's our responsibility. That's like if you were relying on somebody to take care of your priorities. If they come and they have a good agenda and they participate in helping, great. If not, it's still our responsibility fully, 100%, at the beginning of the day, during the day, and the end of the day.
You know
exactly.
what? Your life is your responsibility. Period.
Your life is your responsibility.
Right. You're
and
right.
That. And back to the initial question at hand, I mean, what I help,
mm-hmm.
I definitely want to help and be an activist in the community, but only for people that appreciate. Black people don't appreciate shit. You help people that would appreciate it. You help people that's fending for you and an ally to you instead of just coming around when things are good for the, instead of coming around for props or a rub on the shoulder or for pictures
mm-hmm.
after the progress and prosperity come about with people that's in the grit and grind with you so
mm-hmm.
everything can work out for the greater good. But other than that, you
absolutely.
I mean, listen, everybody ain't going to make it. That's an unfortunate,
that's
unfortunate
right.
truth. Everybody black ain't going to make it. A lot of these
no
niggas
way.
Ain't shit.
A lot of these niggas ain't here, and they're going to be shit, and they're going to be a hindrance to us if we don't get rid of some of the luggage we have with them. That's
exactly.
Listen, it's sad, it's honest, it's straight to the point, it's blunt and, you know, direct as I can make it. A lot of these people ain't worth saving. It sounds selfish, but at the same time,
I
got to be honest.
It's not that they're not worth it. It's like the time that you have to put into something, you know, into that effort, and that person may not even appreciate it or not want it. It's like you got to realize and recognize it early. You know, is this person going to appreciate this? Is this person going to accept my help? Is this person really going to work on it on their own? Because if you see that they're not, then you move on. You know what I'm saying? You really can't.
Right. The bottom line is this. These Negroes in Bed-Stuy that's on the corner selling drugs and everything, they really think another couple of years they're going to be in the same corners and nobody knows what's going on. It's set up that way. It's set up that way. They think that they're going to be there. They're going to be there, not working, making it obvious what they're doing, and they think that as time goes on, they're going to be there. I know, and I can't even count the people on my hands that are older than me that had money back in the day, 80s money, 70s money, that lost their cribs like nothing and don't have nothing to show for.
I know a gang of them. I know a gang of them.
Right, but
we know a lot of them.
Try to talk to these people directly. You try to talk to these people directly that you see on a regular basis, that you might not be in your social circle, that you might just see and have a rapport and a dialogue with them from just seeing them. You think they understand that? It's all systematic.
Exactly. I think on this we're going to have to do like a part two and like, you know, definitely have a show, whole show catered to that and have a forum. Because it's definitely a deep topic just talking in regards to our community and development and everything that's going with us. You know, are people taking advantages of, you know, the development to move forward? Are we still stagnating in the same position? What's going on, America?
We lose out on a lot of programs and a lot of little government-funded stuff because we don't utilize it. They're never going to be fair with us. They're never going to try to give us the most. But a little bit of stuff we get, we can take it and, you know, try to build something like some type of economic base, but we don't even think to do that.
Exactly. And you know, we appreciate you, Kenny, for all that you did today, because you and Tiana dropped some serious, you know, jewels today. Like for a lot of
Tiana, she got water in the corner of my eyes. But go ahead.
No, you both had some information.
And
I'm
glad
I
called in. The thing about it is that if you don't see the other side of Tiana or Kenny, like you just, you know, meet them, you know, on the street and say hi or whatever, you got this persona possession, but you never really get to see how deep these two individuals are and so much of the wealth of knowledge they have. And they dropped a lot of jewels and a lot of information that I hope you listeners take back and employ and use in your life, you know, because it was a lot of interesting information about, you know, behind the scenes in the industry, just dealing with different things and talking about our community, you know. It was an honor having you guys on the show. Kenny, for the people out there that's listening, how do they check you out on social media and things like that?
Kenny Rock 619 on Instagram, Kenny Rock on Facebook. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't make it all extravagant and hard to reach. It's that simple. Anybody saying something progressive and productive, I'm going to try to hit them out. If it's not that, then, you know, I'm basically trying to ignore them or avoid them.
Definitely.
Okay.
And check this out, because I'll be ripping this video and we'll be throwing it up on YouTube also, but I'll be posting a link and also check it out on www.lushradioonline.com. And get this wealth of knowledge. And, you know, we have to definitely support our community. Just support, you know, people in general. You know, the same respect you want from yourself. Treat thy neighbor the same way you want to treat yourself. Okay? So, and stop getting mad about somebody, you know, doing good or being progressive in their life. You know, stop worrying about it. Stop being so competitive.
You should want them to be progressive and productive. You should want them to progress because they look like you and their parents look like your parents. You should want them to progress because maybe one day they'll help you progress.
Exactly.
You should want that.
And that's what we need to do. So, you know, love one another. Peace, love, and chicken grease. You know, I want some chicken right now.
You can go to, hey, when you hung up on Tiana, Tiana definitely had it for you.
I know she had some chicken because I ate that chicken. It was good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good.
I'll definitely probably make my way there tomorrow.
Actually, as a matter of fact, make sure you check out the Tea Room, Tea Room BK on Instagram. Make sure you follow Tiana Smalls on Instagram, Kenny Rock. You know, follow the whole crew. Follow Rhonda Supreme on Instagram, ME2K, Lush Radio Online, and it's all in popping, man. And don't forget, if you would like to submit music into the show, send it to lushradioonline@gmail.com. But today was just really deep. We had some great topics today. And I hope that all of you guys, implore you guys to definitely check out Internet Dating. It helped my life. It might help yours, especially you guys that are stuck in a shell and you work 24 hours a day and you don't have time to really socialize with people. I mean, definitely, especially for those
guys
out there.
Hey, that's my 5 years old.
You know, that's dealing with those blow up dolls and everything. I think you need to check out an online dating site. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I think I might take you up on that offer. Might work out of my best interest. Never know.
Okay, you never know.
Well, I found my boyfriend off of POF and he's kind of doing all right for right now. So, hey, you know, it's all about, you know, step outside
congrats,
of your comfort
congrats.
Zone. You know, so peace and blessings to everybody. And, you know, I pray to God that everybody that's out there in the struggle, that, you know, they definitely get through it. And, you know, cancer sucks. And I pray for all of y'all guys going through your illnesses and different things like that. So it's your girl, Leslie Les, signing off. And we about to go.
Keep doing
and
what you
keep
do.
Keep going on and on, Erica Badu. And we out of here. Peace.
Peace. Day. Peace and blessings manifest with every lesson.
hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende?